Billy boy, it is Christmas season. We're all in the throes of the joyous season. I'm looking, if for those of you watching the video version of this on the YouTube or on Twitter, I'm looking like the ghost of Christmas past here, but it's just because I didn't do my hair and I've been on the go all day. And I put down a rug. Never would have thought how difficult it'd be to throw down a rug, Bill. Have you ever put a rug down?
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, I mean, like, are you stabling it or is it a literal throw rug?
No, it's a throw rug, but it, like, the way it comes rolled, you have to have, like, weight on both sides and you have to, like, plot everything.
Oh, just do you have, like, dumbbells? Just put dumbbells on there for, like, a day or two. Boom.
Yeah, I'll talk to my wife about where her, like, three-pound dumbbells are. with that being said, Bill, but it is Christmas time today. We are going to be getting into our Christmas holiday playlist face-off. But first, Bill, there has been so much music. I've engulfed myself into the holiday music scene. I love it this time of year. It's consistently on play. I have the U-Log on my television muted. This is what I'm all about. I got my Vanilla Bean Noel scented candle cooking right next to me.
Yeah, I got a bunch of cookies coming around the house right now, candle-wise.
Oh, candle. I thought you said cookies, like actual eat them up. Do you have the peanut butter cookies with the Hershey Kiss on them?
No, why would I do that to myself?
Son of a bitch. All right. So, Bill, there's some songs that are out there, very famous songs, that have been turned into Christmas songs. I wasn't able to encapsulate every single one, but I have two. So all I need you to guess what this popular song renamed itself to be Christmas. The first one being the Village People's YMCA. How did they adapt it to becoming a Christmas song?
YMCA.
Yeah, it's like Billy Madison. Why are you going to the mall today?
No idea.
It would be YMCA changed into the letters N-O-E-L.
I knew that. I've heard it before. I actually like it.
Oh, it's stupid. And the other one, there was like four others. I couldn't remember all of them, but this one also grabbed my attention. Is a Cheap Trick, I Want You to Want Me. How did they turn that into a Christmas song?
I want you to rap me. I want you to... I have no idea. I'm usually pretty good at this punny stuff, but like...
You are. You are my punny end. You were real close there. That was the safe sex version. That was a different version. I want you to rap me. But it is I Want You for Christmas.
Oh, that's stupid.
The whole thing's stupid, Bill. Why did these people just make another Christmas song, did some stupid adaptation, and they blow? If you think of any others, tweet at BillyYee2411 or at Jason D. Ross or at PopCulturePD.
Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about pop culture that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Get yourself addicted.
No, I'm sorry. I usually have this crazy entrance. Did that entrance have snow on it? Did you redo it? Or am I just never noticed the white dot effect?
I definitely didn't touch it.
It looked like it was snowing on there for Christmas. But welcome into the Pop Culture Pile Driver. Get addicted to the content. I am Jason Rossi. You can be followed across all social media platforms at Jason D. Rossi. And with me today, sorry. You can follow our show at Pop Culture PD. And if you do, it'll instantly make you Holly. And with me, as always, my tag team partner in the podcast sphere can be followed on Twitter, very specifically at BillyYee2411, because he gets booted off of Twitter. He's the bad boy of Twitter. He's the Grinch of Twitter. Sometimes to certain people. I feel like you've slowed your role in your negativity on Twitter, by the way. I don't know if your soul has
been. I was pretty fucking negative today because some dude was like all about why didn't Spider-Man show up in Hawkeye? And it's like, it's fucking Tom Holland. They're not going to cast him for one scene in Hawkeye. Well, like, where's every other superhero that's ever existed that could fly there in a second? They're not there either. They're not in every comic book. Like, fucking relax, man. Like, I hate when people do that. Like, where is everybody? It's like, they're not going to be there all the time. Maybe he's jacking it. He's a kid. He's 18. Maybe he's fighting fucking Rhino across the city. New York's a big place with a lot of crime.
This is like the poisonous wrestling Twitter. Like, why isn't this guy showing up to save that guy?
That's exactly what this is. It's wrestling booking. It's like, stop looking too deep into it. Yeah. All right?
Why is it when the face is getting beat up, nobody comes out and saves him? Or like, how come my favorite wrestler isn't champion? Like, shut up. And so also, big thing I want to know, since we're going on a negative rant to start, I'm despising the internet recently because I'm with you, Bill. And that one's like very specific, but like there's been so many people attacking people in wrestling recently. Like these women have to deactivate their accounts because these trolls these like 17 to probably 38 year old virgins in their mother's basement, that's just a quote, like are like attacking them for stuff. So I just have to tell you this just because it's very weird. So I don't know how familiar you are, AW Sammy Guevara. He's in that Chris Jericho. He's kind of like an up and coming, you know, kind of like a young Eddie Guerrero. I think last time we actually spoke about him, he is getting separated from his wife. So he puts it out on Twitter that me and my wife, our fiance, they just got engaged earlier last year, are separating. And then everybody attacks this female who has like been seen with him a lot, who's also a wrestler named Ty Conti, who's got a booty that just won't quit.
Oh, I know.
She just like gets annihilated on Twitter for like 24 hours, deactivates her account, deactivates her. Like, what are you doing? Why do people think that they're involved with other people's lives? Or why do people have to do this crap? It just blows my mind. Like, I could never see it, like you joking around with certain coworkers and stuff like that. I could never see you being like attacking someone on a social media platform.
No.
You did this without knowing anything, and you don't even know
any of it. Much. Yeah.
God, it's awful.
But I do again, like I do like the Venom from you. You're also dressed like the Kermit evil meme, like the side in the mirror. That's like, do it. the black hood over your head.
He can be followed across all other social media platforms at BillyD2411. And if you are quick enough before Christmas to jump on his OnlyFans, he is going to be filling stockings with something. I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it goes deep and it runs all night long. And all you have to do is the promo code Santa's not the only thing going down this Christmas. Again, that is the promo code Santa is not the only thing going down this Christmas. Code. He is Billy D. What's going on, man?
Hello, here to, you know, draft up some Christmas music. Actually, is it Christmas or is it holiday?
Yeah, whatever you want. I put Christmas in. I feel bad about it. Last year, we did a holiday, top 7 holiday songs, which you can go back in the archives. It was episode 88. This one, yeah, is this, do we, like, can we have the same songs? I know, you know me and rules.
No. Okay. I don't even think you can have, like, I think once a version of a song is off the board, too, it's off the board.
That's all. Okay. So we're both going to be putting together our holiday dash Christmas song playlist. So whether you're driving to a party, you're at a party, you're driving to see some lights, you're bored, you just need the Christmas spirit, you're lonely, you're sad, you want to cry, play one of these two playlists or play them both. Hell, go after it because we want to get you in that holiday spirit right before the holiday. We're recording this just 3 days before Christ's arrival. So Bill, you want to go first? Do you want me to flip a coin? How do you want to do this?
So if I go first, do you get the next two picks, right?
That's your call. I really don't care if we just go back and forth.
You go first, and then I get the next two picks.
All right, that seems great. All right, so here we go. I will first start with, and I will. This will also kick off my playlist. I know I should go with heavy hitters. I'm just going to go down the list I created and see how far I get with before you take one. I am going to take Burl Ives' "Holly Jolly Christmas" because nothing good I think one. Kicks off. That holiday spirit than that song.
Yeah, it's a very good one right there. I am, of course, going to go with "Christmas in Hollis, Queens" by Run DMC. You probably wouldn't have taken it, but I'm going to do it the just dessert of where it should be, and that is a number one overall pick. It's one of the greatest Christmas songs of all time. And then I'll go with my other favorite one here as well, "The Waitresses Christmas Wrapping." That's probably my favorite. As well, so it was a toss up between the two. I love them, but I've been listening to a lot more Run DMC in the car this Christmas. It's just probably, and I actually did hear a version that I forget where what it was in like some movie.
Christmas Wrapping or
no Christmas in Hollis, Queens before like they actually have a medley like that, and then they just added you know Jam Master Jay like mix it up a little bit more, but that kind of already existed so.
I like it. So that's obviously also great in the movie The Night Before. They do a little karaoke to that song. That is an awesome song. Both you basically took two narrative stories in Christmas songs, which also is really a big part of Christmas music. I think The Waitress's Christmas Wrapping, I hated the song for years because it's my oldest sister Lisa's her favorite. And we used to just be banged over the head. She used to do a stupid dance. The song can kind of gnaw at you if you
a
don't
a little really bit. Like but those horns, man. That horn section.
And just a great killer beat, upbeat, fast tempo, good spirits, and tells a killer story. And at the end of the day, you just got to remember, if you're lonely, you're sad, you got nothing going on, go out and grab some cranberry sauce. You're going to run into somebody you want to bang. All right, so I get two here or one?
Now we go back and forth.
Okay. How do I go back and forth? How do you get two? And then I just, how's that even going to equal up?
It's like when you're down the park, well, the kid gets first pick and then the kid gets the next two. That's how you do a two-person draft.
So then we just go back and forth all the way through?
Yeah, because the number one overall
I got it. Yeah. I got it. All right. So I really shouldn't have went the way I did, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to keep rolling on with maybe the best bilingual song in the history of mankind.
Oh, no, don't do it.
We are going to take Jose Feliciano. Oh. I think I said that right. With Feliz Navidad. That song, instant grin, smiling, absolutely makes me so freaking happy. So it is amazing. So I will take Feliz Navidad.
Oh, I probably should have picked that next second sure. then, because that's probably one of my favorites, and I don't think you would have went Christmas Rapping 2.
Nope, I had it on the list, I'll be honest, but it was lowered down if I'm going in my straight order.
That hurts. I thought I could have got that super late. It is great, and I've said before, I could be on my way to a funeral in July. That song comes on, I'm going to put a smile on. I'm sorry.
I'll add it to the list. Hey, yeah. That's Hey Ya for me. Hey Ya will always be that, like, misery, family just got freaking destroyed, but put on Hey Ya, put a smile on my face.
All right, we are doing one of the all-time greats here. Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
And it rhymes. Yeah, amazing song.
It's just amazing.
It's so iconic. We did our two episodes ago. We did our Home Alone review. That song's so iconic from that film, the visuals. But that song, if you don't, just like you're, it's doing chores around the house. It's having a cocktail. It's a good starter too. It's like good in that early form of where you kind of have it placed, because you could be drinking a couple of, pumpkin spice. I don't know what people, what's a
eggnog.
Eggnog. Eggnog's gross. But yes, eggnog.
What? You're not an eggnog guy? I had a kegnog last night at a restaurant.
Hold on. What?
Was it called a kegnog?
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but it was delicious.
So is it beer?
No, it was like a weird mixed drink. It wasn't even like Christmassy. It was more fruity.
Where was
it? Dylan's over by Back Bay.
Were you in the outdoor patio version?
No, we were indoors. Oh.
I was.
I didn't bring a heavy enough coat.
Oh, sorry. They have heaters, you know. I was also painting the town red last night. So good, we were both out and about for our holiday spirits. But yeah, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree is just. I think it's an unhateable. Like I could see people saying "Holly Jolly Christmas," like eye roll. Some of the other songs we've picked, like I don't like that. This might be like the most like world renowned, like lovable song. And I think Home Alone did a lot to that for at least our generation. For me, I'm just going to, like I said, I'm going to run down my list because I dig it. Elton John, Step Into Christmas, probably not even going to be on your list, but it is absolute banger. This song instantly puts you in the mood for Christmas, gets the beat going, gets you on tempo. If you're going from like a Holly Jolly Christmas, Feliz Navidad, you want to keep that upward momentum. Mm-hmm. You hit it here with Step Into Christmas by Elton John. And again, an original song that I don't think gets enough of its just due on a Christmas playlist.
No, I would agree. And I'll go with one I think that's very popular. You know, it has a dirty parody as well. You know, sucking my, stroking my, licking my.
Whoa!
But it's the great Bobby Helms and Jingle Bell Rock.
Look at you as another power swing right there. I'm going to have to jump in with this one. And I'm trying to look back. Our top 11 holiday songs, I don't think they made it. I think you had it on your list, but... So I can go two ways. There's a lot of ways you can go with this character in movies. But I'm just going to take it here because I think it's just a badass song and there's an actual recorded version that makes it great. It'll be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by DMX.
Had a very shiny for that because people are idiots.
I need a change of pace though because I've had Holly Jolly Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Step Into Christmas, Elton John. We need to go totally other way. You've taken Run DMC, which I think is the crowning achievement in Christmas hip hop. So I will take, thank you. I will take DMX. Song is bizarre as hell. It was just recorded in like a radio studio, but they've actually gone and recorded it like in an actual studio thereafter. Someone mixed it. So I will take DMX, run. I'm sorry, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You're muted, Bill. Production value.
For me, it's still one of the greatest Christmas songs of all time. Gets a lot of hate, but to get it in the sixth round here is ultimate value. I'm going to take Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, probably the most synonymous Christmas song currently, and the greatest modern day Christmas song.
Yeah, like I'll go into one that I think is the best since then. But yeah, that was our number one song in our holiday top 11 last year. So I'm going to keep changing my pace. I'm going to go Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. Again, this can split a lot of people's emotions, opinions, but I think this is like as fun as it gets when it comes to the sound, the live recording, the horn section, the guitars, the drums, everything about Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, the way Bruce Springsteen jazzes it up and gives it a lot of life. And it's just another great story because he sees you when he's sleeping. He knows when you're awake, and Clarence hits you with that sax. This thing knocks you right over the head for one of the greatest live recorded Christmas songs you're going to hear.
Yeah, I would agree. Not Springsteen trash. And I think we actually tried to trick people and said that that was our number one for
last year.
Yep. Last year. You didn't take It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas by Perry Como, right?
I have not taken it.
I'm going to take that here right now. And it's actually, that's my sixth pick.
Yeah, because I have taken.
And there's actually a TikTok thing coming around where it's beginning to look a lot like Fuck This. And ooh. I don't know if that's like a full song, but it should be. Like, I would like the, what's that angry Christmas song? The 12.
Oh, the 12 Pains of Christmas. Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. The lights go out.
That song doesn't. It shouldn't be on the radio as much as it is, but it is so funny.
I can hear it like, once a year.
I could hear it once a week. I think that gets me every time because there's little parts of it that you don't catch. Like you just talked about, it's like, it, just the guy goes, the guy in-laws, like just little things about that.
Yeah, like the backing vocals are the best. Like not even like the little like drops are the best part.
No, and just the baby randomly crying at different points. The sending Christmas cards, like the very ambiguous way that they use their voice. Probably going to get canceled, that song. Maybe it's not on like the Magics of the World anymore. But just hilarious. All right, so I'll jump in next. We're going to kind of slow it down, bring us down a little bit. There's a little section of this part of the playlist coming off of Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus Coming to Town. We hit you with the wham!
All right,
smack you right in the face, Last Christmas. Again, a song that you wouldn't almost believe at this point that Wham was the original. Like, it feels like it's a cover. But no,
yeah, I would agree with that.
They recorded it. It is fantastic. It's been done many times over. To no great, I don't think there's a great cover of this song. Jimmy Eat World takes a stab. Taylor Swift has a song that's on the radio regularly. But Wham's Last Christmas, it's just another great cocktail. Maybe eating a couple snacks. Billy brings his cut up rodeo cheeseburger to your party, and you're starting to gnaw on those with the little toothpicks in.
So I'm going to have to go in the complete opposite direction because that was my pick, and I'm going to pick Carol of the Bells by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which we thought was a different song on our list.
We're thinking of like Sandejo, whatever that one is. Like
Sergento, that's the same thing.
Yeah, it's basically the same. That was me. Again, we have a lot of fun on this podcast, make a lot of mistakes, but what makes us stupid makes us special. Well, really me. But yeah, that is, dude, right there. That's a song, like, I don't know. It's so hard to fit in an actual playlist. Like, where do you put that thing? Because that thing kicks. Like, that is like, so you're coming off of an all-time classic and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Well, the classic form of a playlist is supposed to go rise, rise, fall. Typically, mine are all just rise.
Bill, you right now, I don't know if you can go higher. So your next pick is crucial to me about if I'm listening to your, like, I find this song super hard to put in a playlist. Like, unless you're kicking it off, which
I kick it off with this.
No, but I'm saying I don't think it's even a great kickoff song because it's almost so enthusiastic. It's hard.
No, that's how you kick off the holiday season.
Well, when you're doing your own thing, yes. I'm just thinking, like, you open the door to the Christmas morning and, like, that song plays, Jesus. I'm, like, punching gifts. I'm not opening them. I'll jump in here next with a personal favorite of mine, another one to where we've kind of hit that, not lull, but we've kind of brought it down with Last Christmas. I'm going to keep us in that kind of melody. I'm going to go with Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. You can go, like, there's Brenda Lee. I mean, there's, what's her name? I can't think of her name all of a sudden, but there's U2, I think, does an excellent version of this. So I'll go with U2's version. I think Bono's voice just matches the tone of this song really well. And again, another kind of sad one, but at the same time, we're kind of hitting that downer part of the playlist, but again, familiarity, people will sing it a little bit while they're passing around their kegnog.
Fair enough. And you already took The Most Wonderful Time of the Year?
I did not.
All right, well, I'm taking that. I didn't keep track of your picks. I probably should have.
It's all right.
It's The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. That, to me, is a good kickoff song as well. Andy Williams. It's just that, to me, is classic Christmas. Like, that should be at every, you know, shopping mall, holiday party. Like, that is, it does really make you feel like you're in a, you know, winter wonderland.
Dude, 100%. It completely smashes. It is a fantastic, fun way to really, that's the perfect, I think, starter. So right now, my only critique for you is it's the heart, maybe what to start with and where the hell do you fit Carol of the Bells? Other than that, you got yourself a hell of a playlist. There's a lot of places I go here. I don't think you are to any of the songs I have remaining on my playlist. I don't think you'd be taking. So right now I have Holly Jolly Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Step Into Christmas, DMX Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Springsteen Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Wham's Last Christmas, U2 Baby Please Come Home. I could probably go off my own board here just to take something that's probably going to hit the right in the old jollies, Bill. We're going to hit you right in the jollies. We're going to go with The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole. Another one you can kick this thing off to. You could end your playlist to. I think I have a better ending song that's not as popular. But The Christmas Song, that warms the old cockles right there. And it's as long as you're not 93 years old, it's a great song.
Fair enough. That one's not one of my favorite ones. It is a nice, slow, somber one. Mm. But I'm going to keep up the Christmas spirit here and go another Home Alone classic, Run, Run, Rudolph, or Run, Rudolph, Run by good old Chuck Berry. It's like every other Chuck Berry song, just with a slight Christmas flavor to it. But
his all the songs, all the songs are the same. The guy is a legend in a lot of ways, probably based on the timing he came out more than his actual. Like, he's a very inventive guitar player for the time, but his songs are literally the same thing as this. I saw him in concert once, and I laughed.
Really?
He played at a festival. Actually, me and Kevin went in Baltimore, and it was interesting. He was played like a 20-minute set, and I swear it was just this beat on loop. It's a great song. Again, another one that really gets in that great spirit. Another iconic, as you mentioned, from Home Alone, that running through the airport scene. So touches you, Bill, in the old emotes. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I have 3 more remaining. Do I want these 3? I do. So I'm going to go with just songs I want to be on here. We're going to pull ourselves out of these kind of like lulled down. Now, Bill, I'm having trouble. I got 4 songs I want to take. I think this is one of the best written Christmas songs, even though it is a down. I'm going to skip on one of my ones I want to have on here. I'll figure out what that is. I'm going to take Elvis Presley's Blue Christmas.
All right.
I think it is maybe the most beautifully told Christmas song. Nothing like wanting, like most music, I think hits a lot of us because we are all at one time or currently or in the throes for the attention of a lover. And this song right here is one of those. Like, there's somebody out there you just want to be with. And sometimes you can be, sometimes you can't, whether it's just separation. Well, last year, I don't think there was ever a better time for this in 2020 when you literally couldn't even be around family and friends with family comfortable, even though a lot of us did. And I don't know what the hell's going on this year, but screw it, I'm going to my family's. Blue Christmas, Elvis, just wonderfully sang, perfectly written, amazing song.
I don't think you could take this song, so I'm going to take Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5.
You can't take it.
Why not?
Because I took Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming
to Town. Oh, that's right. My bad. All right. That's a bad pick on me.
We get to skip you?
No, hang on. I'll go with Melikiliki Maka.
Oh, good one. Melancholy Ken Maka.
Yeah. Is the right thing to say on a nice Hawaiian Christmas day. A classic of the National Lampoon scene where they recreate basically what is that movie, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, here's the thing, is that a recreating it technically, or was it, I always forget the release between the two, but I think this did come out after.
I think Fast Times at Ridgemont High was like 79.
Oh, I thought 83, but I could be mistaken. Christmas Vacation, that's what I want to know.
82. Christmas Vacation was probably like 89.
In 89, nailed it. Yeah. Ooh, Fast Time. What a way ahead of its time for that. That movie's amazing. Mm-hmm. But this song, like going back to it, it's why can't I think of all the time? Who's the artist? Why am I drawing a blank? Margaritaville guy.
Jimmy Buffett. That's not him though.
Who sings this song?
Bing Crosby.
No, Bing Crosby. Oh, the like original. I'm sorry. I'm thinking there is a cover with Jimmy Buffett. So Bing Crosby. Either way, this song is awesome. This song is it's like a 2 steps down, in my opinion, of a Feliz Navidad. It's like silly enough, fun enough, but like brings a little bit of like a flair to it. We get the Spanish flair, from
Hawaiian flair.
Navidad, but you get Hawaiian island vibes here. And it's just, it's great. What's the other song? The Christmas Island has like a similar, maybe that's Jimmy Buffett. That's what I'm thinking of. But this song, check that out later. Jimmy Buffett, Christmas Island, not as superior to this. This song.
Christmas Burger in Paradise. Does he do that?
That's probably one of them, Bill.
Christmas Burger, I said it twice.
Oh, God. All right. So I got 2 left here. I got 3 songs I want to take. I'm going to take this one because I think it's the best Christmas song since the original, since Mariah Carey's release. We talked a lot of the time.
Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Tree. Dude, this song, Right there. As time goes on, I think it will get more popular, in my opinion, because it is just so, it's hot. It's a hot song. She literally takes 2 minutes and like 58 seconds to bash you over the head with wreaths, lights, potpourri, tinsel, whatever other crap you put out for Christmas, candles for the holiday, urethras. She hits you with all of them, Bill. It's absolutely amazing. This song slaps from the moment it starts right to the end. The little jingle to start in, screaming at you. Love it. Dress me up in all the Christmas cheer with this one. Kelly Clarkson, my hat is off to you. You are a legend now in the Christmas spirit of things. And I think she just released a new Christmas album too, which is all covers, which, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really heard much of the whole Mariah Carey album, but I heard the whole thing's basically good too.
Yeah, she does. I think she has one other original, and they're all covers outside of that.
Yeah. I mean, she's got a phenomenal voice. Sure. And I'll go with, is it Gene Autry, Here Comes Santa Claus?
Ooh.
It's a great little one. Dude, more kid-friendly, but.
Well, depends. But yeah, Here Comes Santa Claus.
Well, I mean.
I just think this is another one of those like all-timers classics. Easy to like just turn on. You're instantly in that mood. This is a perfect, like, as if this is going to be towards the end of your playlist too, it's nice because you might have already had your snacks. You're, you know, maybe you're sitting down to dinner, depending on when this is. You're opening gifts. This is a perfect one. Like, this just puts you instantly into that retro mode of when you were a kid, regardless of your age. And if you are a kid, this will be the memory you're going to recall 20, 30 years from now.
Yeah, no, so, I think it's also featured in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation when they're breaking through the walls at the end of the movie, too.
So yes.
I went very standard classics. I didn't really stray too far. I think, honestly, the only one I had that's probably outside of the box are my first two picks. I think I went mostly, like, classic here's Christmas.
Some. Yeah, and I think I still have one more pick here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. So, this song is not very popular. This is not a song that a ton of people, it's known, but it's not as popular. What'd you say?
The Ramones one?
No, I was going to go there, but I'm actually going to go a little off. I think it was made my voting. It's Billy Squire. You know, the guy who's saying, shoot me. This guy's career died because of a weird flamboyant video in like 1980 something. But it's the song, Christmas is a Time to Say I Love You. Okay. This is the perfect finale song to anything Christmas. They should re-record all these Christmas specials. My favorite, Year Without a Santa, should end to this. It has that like big, like everybody kind of come up. Mm-hmm. It's got the choir sing. And then it's kind of like one of those, like you tip your hat and you're like coming off stage, like Billy Delaney. And he like walks off. It's like a good roll call song too. And at the end of the day, Christmas is the perfect time to tell people how much you love them. We all get a little bit soft. It's the end of the year. You got to let people know you appreciate the year you've had with them. It's a perfect song ender. Probably not going to be in a ton of people's playlists. If you are hearing me randomly speak about this right now, I want you to listen to it, and I hope you love it. It is.
No, I do like it.
It's a great song.
What is it? Greg Hill and the Greg Hill Show of the local radio variety. They all picked their top three Christmas songs, and the new girl on there, Courtney Cox, picked three songs I'd never even heard of before, and they I don't even know them. Like, they were all just awful. Like, I'll see if I can find it real quick. But, like, they were from, like, people it was, like...
Justin Bieber? Like, something like that? Or
no. Like, bands I'd never heard of.
Oh, bands. I'm intrigued.
Like, Wiggy had some good ones. He had, Christmas and Hollis Queen. Greg Hill had Christmas Rapping. She had three I'd never heard of. It was ridiculous.
Now, does that make her... like a music snob and maybe smarter than you? Or does it make her?
I don't know. It was just like the weirdest thing I'd ever seen in my life. I'd never seen anybody like.
Was it the Village People, Noel?
No, I wish. That's actually, I kind of like that, to be honest.
N-O-E-L.
I just like that song. So.
That song, like, it makes me cringe almost. How stupid. Like, hey, Village People, we need a little more cash out of you from this thing. What can we do? Let's go Christmas.
I can't find it, but I'll maybe if I find it, I'll retweet it. But it was ridiculous.
All right, I'm already intrigued because maybe I like them, maybe I don't, maybe I've heard of them, maybe I haven't. But we have heard of both of our 11 songs here now. So, Bill, if you could, what is your 11 song playlist?
Okay, so it's Christmas in Hollis Queens, Christmas Rapping, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Jingle Bell Rock, All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Sarajev, whatever it's called. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra one. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Run, Run, Rudolph, and Melikalikimaka, and Here Comes Santa Claus.
Oof. big, big hits in there. A lot of classics, as you mentioned. I went with Burl Ives' Holly Jolly Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Step Into Christmas by Elton John, DMX's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town, wham! Because there's an exclamation point. Last Christmas, U2's version of Christmas, Baby Please Come Home. I went with The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole, Elvis's Blue Christmas, Kelly Clarkson's Underneath the Tree, and wrapping it all up with Billy Squier's Christmas is a Time to Say I Love You, which I do. You listening to Billy and to everybody. If you don't love each other, what are we doing here? It's making the world go round. We started off hot and negative. So
is it to me, like maybe this will get me in the Christmas spirit? This is the least Christmassy I've ever felt in my life.
What do you need, Bill? What do you need?
I don't know. Like, I just, maybe it's because I was in Miami like a week ago or less than a week
Christmassy
ago.
In Miami?
No, not really. They had a couple of things on the beach, but it wasn't like they were, you know.
Have you been to the mall? Have you been to the mall?
I actually haven't been to a mall in probably a month.
That's probably one of the things. So I actually went yesterday with my son, and we got Christmas pictures with Santa. Kid rocked it. Absolutely destroyed it. No crying, no nothing. We got in the perfect time. No line, no reservations needed.
Wow.
And the mall is oddly, aside from the fact that still to this day, I don't get how those like kiosk people ask you like for their attention if you don't want it. Like it still blows my mind that they're able to do that in these current life situations, but making an ornament, I think that helps. I don't know if you do that for your family. Maybe that's something you can get for the rent. Like go get one of those things that cost way too much of the money where they like, it's like two, I don't know, donkeys and you put your mom and dad's name on it with the year that, I don't know, stuff like that. And giving somebody something. Have you given anybody a present yet?
Not yet. I mean, I've bought presents, but I haven't given anyone the Christmas joy yet of my gift to them.
Yeah, we did a bunch of ornaments for all of our, like my extended family. So that helped. Like they're like, oh, and like we did a cookie swap. We did all that kind of stuff. So that has helped me in this turn. But I think it'll hit you, Bill. It's going to hit you hard, too. Wrench over here.
With no kid? Like,
I haven't had my life with a kid just started. But again, I'm very, this is like my, I love this time.
Yeah. I love Christmas. It's just like.
Hasn't hit you yet.
Hasn't hit me yet.
Too busy. Too busy, Bill. Too addicted to work.
I wish I fuck that.
Any swipe rights in Miami?
Yeah, we got a donut date tomorrow.
A donut date?
Yeah.
Get one with the sprinkles. Get one with the whole holiday flair. That could be a thing. I'm not a dating expert by any means, but I just feel like you never know. That could be a conversation starter.
What if I get a donut with sprinkles?
Like, do you like the Christmas donut? What do you think of this? Or it could go a really bad way. But hey, what the hell do I know? Again, I'm just tossing ideas. Could be really bad ones. A donut date, though. I like this. Is that, like, common?
No. I mean, it's probably the first time I've ever went on one.
All right. So next week when we come back, we're going to be doing our Beatles draft. Are we bringing people in for this, Bill?
So I'd say we either do a draft. I don't know if we want to do back-to-back drafts. Or we send out...
This one isn't going to matter.
No?
Do you think this one's really going to... Like, people are like, this is, like, okay. That one, I think, is, like, a biggie.
Oh, that one, yeah. This is more of like filler content for the holidays when we both had a tough time to schedule one this week.
Yeah, we're doing this never a time we've never recorded. We did one on a Sunday once, and I felt like it was easier streamlined.
I'll definitely do a draft. I think it would be better either that or we get everybody in the DSG to rank 20 Beatles songs besides Shine.
Why not Shine?
Because he doesn't like the Beatles.
What?
Yeah, thinks they're overrated. He's young though.
Wait a second. Who does he think is the greatest band of all time?
I don't know.
I've been out. Obviously, you know, I had to leave the group because of said Spider-Man spoilers. I've yet to see the film. I will be seeing it by the time we do this Beatles thing. All right. So we'll do either. We're going to have an official like DSG influenced top 11 or we'll have a draft.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited either way. I've been listening while in between my Christmas listening, which I will say this. So Beatles have a few Christmas songs. Happy Christmas, War is Over by John Lennon and Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. A lot of people crush Wonderful Christmas Time. I still think it's an excellent song. I can understand it is a little over the top, but I will actually say I'll take it over Christmas, War is Over because that song really depresses me and kind of is like a bummer and has no real uplift to it. And that choir kind of blows.
Yeah, I don't really like any of those Beatley ones. They're not really – to me, like though, like the – what's the – The Christmas time, ba-da-ba. That one's fucking terrible.
What was that?
Christmas? I don't know.
Let me try to find out what tune that is.
Doesn't Paul McCartney do a shitty one?
Yeah, that's the Wonderful Christmas Time. That's simply having.
That's awful. Yeah.
Oh, that one, I don't know. Maybe it's because I just like cheesy pop music. War is over if you. That song gets me. Like, I'm like, it ain't it. It's kind of sad. But yeah, so we'll come back with some Beatles content. Obviously, Get Back. I've yet to start, so I have a lot of viewing to do here with the old the Beatles. Oh,
I found the Courtney songs.
All right. Go one at a time because I want to know if I know
them. Wiggy actually had a really good one. He had Jackson 5, Run DMC, and Jackson 5. I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Oh,
Run DMC, Christmas in All Is Queens, Baby It's Cold Outside, Greg Hill, Christmas All Over Again.
Ooh,
Sleigh Ride.
That's the song I did not take.
Yep. The Ronettes and then Christmas Wrapping. Courtney's number 3, River by Ben Plath.
What?
What the fuck is that?
So this must be like some like last 10 years, like alternative. I think I've heard maybe, the artist.
Yeah, I think she's younger than us anyway.
She's a little bit. Yeah. She's probably in like I'm guessing she's like 28.
Yeah, and by no means do I mean to like rip her, but like I just never heard of any of these. Coldplay. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
That's
I know that song. I've never heard fucking Coldplay do it.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's good, but neither here nor there.
And then number one, and I'm sure you know people love Glee, but I mean for that to be your number one Christmas song,
cover?
God rest ye merry gentlemen, the Glee guys. I'm sure it's good, but like
I get what you're saying.
You didn't have one normal Christmas song there.
Technically Coldplay's I would say is like as normal.
Yeah, but it's fucking Coldplay.
Oh, how dare you, Bill? I love me some Coldplay.
I mean, they're not bad, but I don't want my Christmas music from Coldplay.
No, that one specifically, I think of all of them, it's just Chris Martin playing piano. It's as simple. Yeah. It's beautiful, actually. It's very beautifully done. So I'll give her all the credit in that. Was this the first one again? River?
River by Ben Plath.
I'm going to literally listen to that once we're done with this. And before we wrap this podcast, Bill, you know what I need you to do? More odd selfies and just post them. I feel like you would get more likes.
Have I done that?
No, you've never done it, but I see a lot of women do it, and I know you're not a woman.
No, I actually realized, what is it? One of the social media people was explaining what makes a very likable Instagram post to me, and I think I've unlocked the key.
You got it.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
Oh, yeah.
When did you do it?
It was just a picture I, showed Miami Beach with, me with my camera. Like, you want people to, even if you don't have actual value, you want perceived value.
Very, very horrible lifestyle. But yes, I get what you're saying. No,
And when you take a picture, if you take, a selfie or, if somebody's taking a picture of you, don't look at the camera, which is,
so you're talking, this person's, literally, just is totally, no, I'm trying to think.
You want to be, in the moment of the
action. I'm randomly looking at a picture of Sunny here, like that.
Like that, yes. You just randomly had that up?
Honestly, Bill, I just went onto Twitter because I was trying to see if anybody had recently posted. So I'm just scrolling and I saw Sunny. And then I saw Jim Ross's cancer foot picture. I thought, I'll show you Sunny. That's what I thought was better. But, okay, perceived value.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. But I think you should just take more hey, I'm doing a thing.
No, hey. I will never post that caption with anything.
Just not like you just been the original felt cute might delete later type of thing.
No.
And but don't say that.
I did a thing and it's just a picture of me next to another 2022 Civic or something.
Yes, Bill. I need more of that from you.
No.
Oh, I need my Twitter feed full of pictures of you just cut off sleeves or right here. Just take a screenshot of you recording this right now, right there with that kind of awkward velociraptor hands and just be like, yeah, right there. What am I doing tonight?
Who caught me sleeping?
Honestly. And you guarantee that's at least 10 likes right off the bat. Yeah. With that title specifically. But anyways, you can let us know what you thought of our Christmas playlist. The face-off. Would you listen to Billy's? Would you listen to mine? Would you listen to them both? And how would you create your Christmas playlist? What songs did we just completely whiff on? And we're all going to listen to Ben Platt River right after this. It is pretty popular, actually. Joni Mitchell wrote this song, Bill, if you were wondering.
Oh. Oh, I like Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, Joni produced by anybody famous here. Ryan Murphy. I think that's not the same guy who did like American Horror Story and shows like that. But anyways, but we appreciate you guys listening. Thank you all very much for always the continued support, listening, sharing this with your friends. Please subscribe on iTunes. You can check out our merch and merch of That's a Chunky and all the other shows here in the DSG by checking out TeePublic. It's a great stocking stuffer. Or hey, I forgot to get you something. It's coming later and actually have proof of it. Get them a That's a Chunky, a Pop Culture Pile Driver shirt, a Rossi's Horrible Take shirt, any of the other amazing shirts from Mac and Goo, Change My Mind, and Dork Podcast. Bill, what did our friends, I'm not hitting it, what did the friends in the DSG do this week?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's why I didn't hit it.
And Spider-Man. Then Hawkeyes on Hawkeye did the last episode. Pineapple Boys tomorrow are talking Spider-Man. About episode 13.
What season?
Season 3. What is it called? Any given Friday night at 12 p.m. or something weird. It's a football one. It's probably one of the worst episodes in psych history, but it's still decent. And then TLDR talk books and check out the streamers, Shime Time, Dr. Joe, and Back Cracker.
That's right. And we were talking before.
Wait, no. And Arvon D, I said Joe twice.
Double check Joe, though, just to make sure he's there. Also, like, since we last, record, obviously all these, like, top lists came out, like, the most things you've listened to. Who is your number one artist again on Spotify?
Dua Lipa.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. So I got one for Google Music or Amazon Music, because everything I do has to be left while everyone else is going right. But
well, fucking Wes still does Apple Music. Unreal.
Oh, he's even worse.
Yeah.
He's even worse. No, but I got my number one played artist, Dua Lipa.
Really?
Yeah, love so my wife listens to it a ton with my son. Mm. I listen to it a good amount, especially when we were doing music from, like, I think halfway through the year and stuff. But her album still crushed. It's still one of my favorite albums. Oh, yeah. Adele Kleinley and Olivia Rodrigo were my other two, most listened to. Very heavy female.
We need to do something for female vocalists on the podcast, because we are a huge fan of female vocalists, like ranking the top voices or top acts.
Maybe top acts. I don't want to say – oh, who cares? It doesn't matter. I don't really care. I'll put my – crap on record, doesn't really matter. But yeah, it was very interesting to see that. And then my YouTube stuff was all over the place. Like, YouTube sent something to me. I was like,
really?
Yeah, obviously wrestling was my number one topic. I'm a big Pat McAfee fan, so I watched a ton of him. But then there was, like, random, like, weird facts videos, like this channel that I haven't watched since probably, like, July. But I must have put in like 10 hours worth, and that's, like, enough. But like, wrestling videos is literally, like, embarrassing the amount, but that's all I watch. But with that being said, Bill, anything else you want to say before you say your other thing? Anything else for our listeners here before we
hit watch Hawkeye, watch Spider-Man. I told you when I walked out of the theater from Spider-Man, I felt like I just had sex and, like, good sex.
Oh,
but someone, like, fun. Like,
so let me just ask,
non-regrettable sex.
So you've had bad sex with people you didn't want to have sex with.
Yeah.
It's the only way you get here on the Pop Culture Pile Driver. Go see Spider-Man. We'll probably have it included somewhere in the future, just at least, like, a sidebar conversation. We will be doing a Beatles countdown or draft or ranking of some sort next week. Go watch Get Back as well, because I'm going to try to tune into the 6+ hours. This is a good time to kind of catch up on things like that and just enjoy the heck out of your holiday. Appreciate you guys listening. Bill, any final words for our fine folks?
Slap it on the biscuit.
Frank says hi.